Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims on the home of Yankees Radio, The Fan.
Mic check, 1-2-1-2, mic check, 1-2-1-2. Hey, right back at it on The Fan in New York. Your boy KM in the AM to 2 AM talking sports. Call me up if you want to talk about the Knicks, if you want to talk about James Dolan, World Wide West, Leon Rose. You notice in Tom Thibodeau's whole thing he wrote, he didn't thank them individually. He didn't say thank you, James Dolan, for the opportunity. He didn't say thank you, World Wide West. He didn't even say thank you to his buddy Leon Rose that used to be his agent and gave him a $30 million extension. He's going to take that $30 million and do whatever he wants. I have a theory that somebody's going to hire him. Somebody's going to hire him quietly to be on their bench, come and be a defensive specialist. I also have a theory that the Knicks could just say, hey, you know what? We overreacted. You want to come back? Chris is in Port Washington on The Fan. What's up, Chris?
What's up on that? How are you?
Good. How are you?
All right. So what I was trying to say, producer, where I was like fumbling with my words, Dolan obviously had a lot to do with this, right? Dolan doesn't like to build. He likes to just go for it. Who in the world did he think was out there that they were going to get to come coach this team up, considering they've been a bottom feeder for 3 decades, right? It's not like this is some, like, desirable job where everybody wants to come coach, right? So,
not to stop you, Chris, that's the crazy thing. It's the New York Knicks. It should be a really desirable job. It is, but they're making it less desirable.
100%. So not only is it not desirable, and listen, we're all used to it because we've seen this dysfunction when they stunk. Now they're good and it's still dysfunctional. All right, I got one more. I got told I can't put it on the air because it's too big of a trade, but I got a wild trade for you. All right, okay. You got to hear me out here.
Leagues told you can't say it on there.
The producer told me it's too convoluted. There's too much going on, but I think you're going to understand. You'll understand. All right. Give me now. Here we go. The Jazz, 76ers, Suns, and Knicks. All right, I won't even tell you the draft picks, okay? The 76ers get Durant, marketed, Tyler Kolek, and the Jazz 5th pick they move down to. The Suns get Towns and Paul George. The Jazz get Bradley Beal and every first-round pick under the sun. And the Knicks.
The Suns get Rose. The Suns get
the Suns
who?
The Suns are going to get Karl Anthony Towns and Paul George. And Paul George.
Thanks for the call, Chris. I was with you till I thought you said the Suns get Bradley Beal, and I'm like, they have him already. And there's just we're not even anywhere near the trade machines in that conversation. The conversation right now is around what the New York Knicks' plan of attack is. When we're saying their bereft of a plan, and the plan that is materializing is, hey, let's knock on every franchise's door for a coach that we would like to speak with. And then after we get turned down trying to talk to all of the potential coaches that we like, right? Like, and I also understand the angle that people are talking about, like, oh, well, they can get told no at first, and then if there is mutual interest, as we heard Jason Kidd had mutual interest, like maybe there's some buttons that can be pressed as far as contract extensions and being forced out or, you know, forcing their way out. But like, no one wants to help the Knicks. So I think right now where the conversation is what is this for? Is this smoke and mirrors? Are they trying to trick some people? Are they trying to trick us as fans, media? Because like it's obsessive. I think they're like 0 for 6 right now. Ime Udoka, Chris Finch, Jason Kidd, Quinn Snyder, Billy Donovan. I'm probably forgetting the 6-1. If this is your plan, if this is your strategy, it's embarrassing to your fan base. It doesn't give anybody a sense of security that like you know what you're doing or like that you're gonna land the right coach. And ultimately, I think they're gonna hire and like Johnny Bryant. I really don't think this is a situation now that you can bring in a rookie. I don't think this is a situation. Now, if you would have got rid of Tom Thibodeau and a couple days later announced Johnny Bryan, he's coming back home. Okay. But now we've gotten so far down this pathway to finding the next coach, you got to find somebody with a name. And not fine. You got to hire somebody that we know, a household name, that can handle this spotlight, handle the media, handle all the security parameters of the Garden, all the egos of the players on the team, handle the expectations of you got to win 50 games, you got to get to the finals. Isaac is out in Brooklyn on the fan next. What's up, man?
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, what's up, Keith? What's going on, buddy? Listen, I think the Knicks are wrong 100% by firing Thibodeau. And by the way, you just got to have patience, bro. You're climbing up. You're just give it another year. Even if you don't make it next year, bro, there's good teams in the NBA. Man, you got to give it your shot every single year. You can't just expect every year to shoot.
Okay, so let's play that game. Let's play that game. Let's say they win.
No,
let's play the game. Like next year isn't a year that they're expected to win. They can take a step back.
No, don't take a step back. But I'm saying like you aim for the finals. But if you don't make it there, it's not a reason. It doesn't mean you're bad. It just means that you didn't make it there.
It means you took a step back, Isaac. It means you fired a guy that got you further than you've been in 25 years. And if the next guy can't get you to that point, it's going to be looked at as a failure.
They look at this year as a failure. I'm trying to say that they shouldn't have never fired Thibodeau. Meaning, why is everyone going crazy related to the Eastern Conference Finals? Like, man, even if they don't make it next year to the NBA Finals, I'm fine. Bro, they're doing good basketball. They're making it far.
They're not bums anymore, right? And that's the thing, Isaac. Thanks for the call. You got to crawl before you walk. And I think they feel like after 5 years, they're ready to be a champion. That's why I've joked, oh, now they're the New York Yankees. Now they have championship expectations. They're singularly focused on winning a championship for their fans. You were on the way. So what Isaac's saying, you could apply that to Tom Thibodeau and his group. Oh, if they don't win next year, it's okay. They're playing good basketball. But no, you just got rid of the architect of this Knicks team that got back to relevance. You have to replace him with somebody that can go the distance because you felt like he couldn't get you over the hump. The bar is set. The bar is set, man. There is no, oh, even if they don't win next year. If they don't win next year, it's going to be bad. It's going to be negative. It's going to be a lot of negative energy. Somebody's going to get chopped next year. Somebody's head's got to roll next year. And then, like, this is how you unravel. This is how you go backwards. This is how you set the franchise back. And I'm not rooting for that, but, like, this has the fingerprints on it of Dolan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Not being patient enough? Dolan being tired of Tom Thibodeau's face and voice? And just being like, that'll be all. That'll be all. I'm disappointed, and that'll be all. We should have been in the finals, and you can go. And you know what? I don't know who the next guy is, but I'd rather have a new guy in here than to give you another year. $30 million? Whatever. It's just $30 million. We made an extra $30 million this year easy. We've got that extra $30 million by going to the Eastern Conference Finals. You see the ticket prices? Yeah, you helped get us out of the second round. You finally did that, right? You got out of the second round. And this is how we'll reward you for it. Yeah, keep the $30 million. And then the next guy that comes in is expected to get to the Eastern Conference Finals next year. What if the Pacers, this team of destiny, they're not going anywhere? Like, they're going to lose Miles Turner? I'm sure they'll be all right without him. Or what if Miles Turner wants to stay there? We don't know what the East is going to look like. I had no idea Kenny Atkinson was going to turn the Cavaliers into the number one seed. And then they'd be hurt and not ready to go. The Celtics should be out of the way, but who else is going to emerge? Are the Pistons going to emerge? The Knicks had a six-game series with them. Are they going to get better? Is there going to be some dark horse team? I don't know, the Orlando Magic? Are the Miami Heat going to somehow figure it? I don't know. The Raptors? Are the Raptors going to get Giannis and all of a sudden you got to deal with Toronto? A lot can change in a year. It just made a lot of more sense to just stay the course, to run it back. Like, this group played 1 year together. And I guess in that 1 year, they decided, we don't want to play another year with Tom Thibodeau. And Dolan said, not a problem. We'll get him up out of here. We'll find somebody else. It'll be okay. But what happens when it's not okay? Let's shift the focus here. You know where it's okay? It's okay for the Mets. The Mets moved on from Buck Showalter to Carlos Mendoza. That was the right move. And even when they made that move, a lot of you poo-pooed that move. A lot of you didn't like that move. A lot of you said, come on, this is how they're going to do Buck. Buck was an older guy as well. Carlos Mendoza was a Yankee. He came out of the Yankee organization. He was under Aaron Boone. The Yankees granted permission to the Mets. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. You want to talk to our bench coach? You got it. You got it. He's a good guy. I remember talking about what I knew of him was how respected he was, how players liked him, like his relationship with players, the Venezuelan players on the team, their connection to him, and how, you know, his connection to Miguel Cabrera. I remember, you know, Gleyber and Peraza and Cabrera, those guys, like how he introduced them to Miggy and made sure that they were connecting. Mendy's been great. Mendy does not seem like a guy in his second year at all. And I already gave him credit for, I call him Steady Mendy. He's steady. Even with Juan Soto, that's who he is. He's not surprised that Juan Soto is Juan Soto. And he also didn't trip off of Juan Soto, not, you know, mashing home runs and not, like, whatever. And now, tonight, with David Peterson, he could have taken him out. He could have played the book, the analytics, and said, no, that's enough, man. We got a long season ahead. No, go get that complete game shutout and enjoy it with your teammates. They celebrated that like a series win in the postseason tonight. They won the series against a division rival in their building with a complete game shutout. There was hugs. They do their thing where they kick the leg. They were all together, the starters. Let me look at my notes. I might have said this in my open. I'm like, that type of stuff, those are team-building moments. That type of stuff goes on the championship DVD. We don't have those anymore. But, like, what you saw from the Mets rotation and then, like, Brandon Nimmo, who had two homers, and Tyrone Taylor and Francis, they are happy. Francisco Lindor talked about how winning cures all and how winning is how they build chemistry, camaraderie. And right now, it's all good in the Mets world. Let's go to Massachusetts and talk to Jonathan on the fan next. What are you thinking about, John?
Hey, Keith. We've spoken before. I'm thinking about positivity in the fan base and how it affects the teams. You know, it's funny.
Are you banging the drum of positivity tonight after the Make It Happen Mets are 20 games over 500, five-game win streak?
Yeah. Yeah, and speaking of Mendoza, I remember after, I forget what series last year, it was either after they beat the Phillies or the Brewers, just before they had their big champagne celebration, he said the following. He said, this is who we are, meaning positive, meaning we're the guys who smile. We're the guys who lead off the game, setting the vibe with Motown to get everybody in a good mood. So the good mood helps us, unlike what Javi... Like the Tigers now, the Tigers fans are cheering Javi Baez, and he's raking. The Mets fans are booing Javi Baez, and he sucked even more.
They booed Juan Soto. They booed Juan Soto this year. It's crazy.
And it's because Juan Soto has an unbelievable, unshakable confidence. That's why he's so good.
He's got the best eye, arguably, in the game.
And he knows it. And he always, so he knows he's never going to be lost cause. And who also knows it is Mendoza. So what he does is, like today, he showed faith. Like they show faith in Griffin Canning. They say, everybody thinks you suck. We see something in you. And then they want to pay them back. So they're all pitching way better than anybody has any business thinking they should. And a lot of it's that they feel good about themselves and the fans are helping. And they have, like last year, things turned around. You could say it was Hawk Tua, but it wasn't Hawk Tua.
No. Nobody said that. Nobody said it was Haley Welch.
Well, there's always the, you know, whether it was Grimace or whatever.
They said. OMG, they said. Jorge Lopez throwing his glove into the stands, they
whatever
said.
Whatever you want to, whatever
team meeting,
it is.
They said. But nah, yeah. By the time Hawk Tua came over here.
You know baseball players are the most superstitious only because baseball is by far the hardest.
It's every day.
And even the best will look so bad for days at a time. Willie Mays started 0-for-40.
It's a humbling sport. I don't care
it's
who you
the
are.
Most humbling
that's
sport.
Why I look at Judge. I'm like, he's breaking the game. Like it does. Judge
and he's
doesn't
humble,
make it.
And he's a very humble guy. So is Lindor. So is Soto.
Because they've struggled. Because they've had stretches where they struggled, and they know it can come back.
Because baseball is the most brutal, especially every pitcher throws harder than Pedro ever threw in his life. 95 is like mediocre now.
Yeah, the game is crazy now.
So you can't be getting boos from your own fans. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, I'll leave it with you. Thanks for the call, John. Appreciate the positive energy and positive outlook on positive Tommy's Mets. You know, I look at Pete Alonso in the year that he's having. He had a positive attitude the whole offseason and even coming into this season. He could have made a fuss about them not paying him, how they paid Juan Soto way more than him, and Juan Soto hadn't played a game for the Mets. No, they're playing together, and that's another thing I was going off of the other night. I'm like, you guys don't think they're going to pay Pete Alonso? I do. You don't think Pete Alonso's going to be more inclined to take the Met offer? I do. I think Pete Alonso wants to continue. Everything's turning to gold for Steve Cohen and David Stearns. A couple years back, I said, this is the end of the LOL Mets. You realize that, right? They're going to be perennial contenders. They've got the money and the brains. This is New York. Welcome to the big boy table. Welcome to the show. Like, they're not going to be bums. They're not going to lose. They have too much talent and resources. Man, I give credit to the Mets marketing team. They'll have a Minecraft night. They'll have a Bravo TV night. You know it's Pride Month. They'll have Pride Night. Tonight was Juan Soto Dominican Republic jersey night. And I think they're doing one for Lindor next month. A Puerto Rico theme night. All inclusive. Everyone's welcome. Except for the giraffe. The Bronx Zoo giraffe. He just takes L's. But that's funny too. They created a mascot race. And they put the Bronx Zoo giraffe in a dirty white tee, and he's got a frown on his face. His eyebrows are slanted down, and he's 0 for his last 35, 40. He can't win. They're not ever letting the Bronx get a win in Queens. 888-808-1019. You know, all the gimmicks and stuff. I remember I had a rant that, I won't say it went viral, but it made its round. Someone recently tagged me, and I was like, I don't even care about that. I was like, I was leaning into the preseason stuff. But, you know, the crux of everything I was saying is you can have a dance crew. You can have a light show. You can have a mascot race. You can have all these giveaways. But at the end of the day, what's going to make you relevant, what's going to decide if fans come, is if you win. Will the Mets be able to pick up where they left off last year and win? Hell yeah. And if you're a Met fan, you got to feel like this is it, that this group is going to continue this. I'm all for it. I'll hype you up. You're the best team in the National League. Arguably right now, you're the best team in baseball. When you look at the records and you look at the win percentage, it's the Make It Happen Mets atop of baseball. It's June 12th. You should be thinking World Series. And I want you to think World Series. I want you to think championship or bust. Because you don't go out and sign an $805 million player to maybe get back to the NLCS. No. You're supposed to beat whoever's in the NLCS this year and go on to the World Series. And if it's the Yankees there meeting you, swell. So be it. Run it. I like it when both teams are good. The postseason was lit last year, having Citi Field host one night, Yankee Stadium host the next. Baseball is better when the world can look at New York and see our fans and our ballpark, our ballparks. You know what I'm saying? So I don't mind it. I'm not salty about it. There's some Met fans that have an idea that, like, I'm rooting against Juan Soto. I wasn't rooting against Juan Soto. I was kind of tight because I probably lost $500 betting on Juan Soto to be Juan Soto in the beginning of the year. Did I enjoy him struggling a little bit coming out of his Yankee pinstripes and starting his Mets tenure? Absolutely. But that's over. It actually lasted longer than I imagined. It's done. So enjoy it, man.
the pitching lab, whoever comes out of it comes out better for it. Manaea's on the way back. Frankie Montas on the way back. Before you know it, and Jesse Winker and Mark Vientos and Jose Siri are back. And you've got the trade deadline and a whole season. Enjoy the season. I think I was hearing Evan talk about, you know, enjoying the season and not fast-forwarding to October. Yeah, we know the goal is to win the World Series, man, but you got to get there. That's why I can't stand these people now that are helicoptering in on Judge. Judge smacks another home run today. 25 on the season. This guy's on pace to have over 50 home runs again and potentially win the Triple Crown. But these losers that couldn't do anything with a baseball want to minimize it and say, oh, doesn't matter unless he does it in October. Oh, another meaningless regular season homer for Aaron Judge. You're crazy. You know, I was just telling the chat during the break, my homie Zeke lives out in PA. I'm trying to figure out a game for him to come through and go to. But some of my other homies, like I run with a lot of, like, you know, Bleacher Creatures and people that live in New York and people that are season ticket holders and go to every homestand. And some of the conversations I'm having, I'm like, if this is a year where Judge wins the MVP, wins the Triple Crown, and actually does have it in October enough to propel the Yankees back to the World Series, maybe win it, it's history. It's historic. We may never see a better hitting season than this. I got to go to those games. I'm telling my wife, like, hey, my son was banned. He's unbanned. He's unbanned. He can come back to the stadium because this is historic. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm not going to be a spring chicken forever. If you can get to Citi Field to see this Mets team, go. If you can get to Yankee Stadium to see the Yankees, go. Go. And if this is a year that we actually do see a Subway Series, 25 years since the last one, great. It would be great for the city. We need it. Coming off the Knicks failure and now the Knicks embarrassing themselves. It's a tough time for the Knick Rangers fans. I said I didn't even get into the Chris Kreider trade, but, you know, like, think about what the Rangers season was, what the Knicks season was, the highs of it, and now the lows of, you know, just the unknown. And even go back to the Yankees losing in the World Series. At least the Yankees are back. That's a short offseason. And even the Mets getting whopped by Ohtani and the Dodgers. We want a champion. We need somebody to win. We need somebody to be a champion and win. And if we get the Subway Series, we're guaranteed a parade. So be it. I won't be mad about it. We're coming up on 40 years. 40 years since the Mets won a World Series. If they don't win it next year marks 40 years. I like to see teams and fan bases that haven't had anything win. Stay down till you come up. That's why I wasn't hating on the Knicks. Hey, they've been trash for so long. Let them live. Let them celebrate. Let them have some joy. You know, even in the NFL or even in the NBA, so I don't mind the Pacers either. I don't like anything about them, but I know they're out there, those corn farmers, they're living it up. Up 2-1 against OKC. In the NFL, the Lions, I was rooting for the Lions. Hoped it was the Lions' year. I saw people out in Detroit with tears in their eyes watching the Lions be good. It's fandom. It's sports. It's something that takes us out of our day-to-day lives. It's something that becomes part of our personality. It's something that connects all of us. Something as simple as grown men playing games that we start playing in elementary school. But then we wear these teams and we wear our fandom like we have something to do with it. We don't. We just talk about it all the time and go to the games and spend our money and watch it on TV and hope that we can get the joy out of being a champion and following a whole season from start to finish and getting a parade. We are overdue here in New York. But at least we have good teams that give us that feeling like, hey, maybe it could be us. 888-808-1019. We got to break it down. I'm running out of time. I see those Knicks calls. Tom Thibodeau. I see some calls about the NBA. As, like I just said, the Pacers are up 2-1 in the finals. Everyone had them only winning one game. They've got two. They're two away from being the champs. I'll sprinkle a couple other things in. I do want to talk about Abdul Carter, Jermaine Illuminor, Boogie Cousins. Yeah, we'll do the big shot of the night when we come back. I got to get that in as well. So big shot of the night when we come back, and the rest of your calls, dial 888-808-1019. KM to AM returns right after this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
Wakanda. Welcome.
The big shot of the night is brought to you by WFAN and me, Keith McPherson, Bright Lights, Big City. We got a bunch of big shots, but tonight only goes to one guy, man, who did it in New York. It's David Peterson. I was so impressed watching him pitch. He was efficient, complete game shutout. And you know what? I always bring up this quote from him last year that stood out to me where he said, "Nobody wants to be the guy to let the team down." And he's not very often that guy. He's ace-like. Like, he was so impressive tonight coming off the heels of an extra inning game where, you know, you use your high leverage relievers the night before, and he literally gave the bullpen a night off. He becomes the 63rd pitcher in Mets history to throw a shutout with no walks. First career complete game shutout for David Peterson. He throws 106 pitches, gives up 6 hits. 6 Ks, like masterful, bro. That's ace-like stuff. And, you know, a rotation with a bunch of guys who were just wowing you every time. None of them want to be the guy to let you down. And I guess we could pour a little little half a shot for Mendy allowing it. You know, he said, I called him in the tunnel and I said, man, this is a tough one. And Peterson was like, let me finish it. And I said, all right, it's yours. Like, that's big. That's big for a guy's confidence. And I give Mendy a lot of credit for managing that way, for being that type of guy. And give some credit to Luis Torrens as well, catching the ball. So 888-808-1019. Obviously, the main conversation is around the Knicks and Tom Thibodeau. And not even Tom Thibodeau anymore, right? The conversation is around what the hell are the Knicks doing? And, like, are they playing some kind of game here? You know, you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take here? Doing your due diligence? Double and triple check every, I don't know, leave no stone unturned here? It just sets it up for them when they do hire either a unemployed coach or a rookie coach with no experience. It's just I don't know. I equated it to what the Jets did, but look what the Jets did all of that due diligence and then they ended up with Aaron Glenn, who was like a shiny candidate that, you know, a lot of people were pointing to and wanted. We'll see how he actually, you know, turns out as a coach with results on the field. But like, they're casting a wide net and like the Jets are the Jets. Like, what I mean is like the Jets are a disaster most of the time. The Knicks had success. They had their most successful year in 25 years and they decided to enter into a wide net coaching search. Why? Make it make sense. Somebody explain it to me like I am five. Down in Long Branch, Jackson, you're on the Fan in New York. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on? I want to continue to beat the positive drum of the last caller, but maybe apply it to the Knicks if I can.
Okay, yeah, I know Positive Tommy. He's a double agent. He, you know, brings the positivity to the Mets and the Knicks, so that's fine.
I know that. Firing Tibbs, my initial reaction was the worst thing you could have done. And the job search since has been even less, you know, positive. But I looked back at, I took some time and looked back at a couple of examples of teams in similar situations that have found success, and it gives me a little hope. Which is, if you look at the Toronto Raptors, I feel like people forget about Dwayne Casey, who led them to a 59-win season as their head coach before they actually fired him the year that he had that 59-win season. They hired Nick Nurse, yeah, who they weren't going after initially.
Yeah,
ended up winning the
Kawhi
title
Leonard
the year after with Kawhi.
We've mentioned
and
them.
And then Mark Jackson, when he got fired, Kerr came in and built the dynasty of the Golden State Warriors. And I feel like I've heard a lot of negative outlook.
They got KD,
I know. I feel like I've seen all these trade rumors and criticisms towards people like Kat, towards even depth like Campaign, who, by the way, game one of the Pistons series, he was on the front cover of the Post for a reason. Like, that's a guy who you can develop and continue to lean on. Maybe not in clutch situations.
Maybe not develop. He's a veteran. He had one hot game. He didn't do anything else the rest of the playoffs.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just a Campaign Glazer. But I feel like
you're being positive. I get it. You're looking at everything glass half full.
Exactly. I think that Giannis and KD and all these people that people are showing, you know, mock trades for him, whatever. I feel like the right move from here, I don't know who the coach will be, and I think that's the only concerning spot. But the good part is that you did get rid of a guy who was sticking to his guns in that he wasn't going to develop the bench. And if you don't go after a guy like Giannis or KD, which would end up gutting your core, and then just leaving that kind of mentality as what you should have kept, I feel like in this NBA, Shaq had a great quote in the playoffs on was the NBA on TNT where he said the others win championships. And I think that's more true now than ever, that the depth in today's NBA, the fresh legs, You look at the 2024 Boston Celtics, even the Nuggets with Jokic, Murray. They had these guys like Bruce Brown step up, Aaron Gordon.
I mean, tonight, Benedict Mathurin, this guy went off tonight for the Pacers.
He was insane tonight. I feel like there is a positive outlook where you did get rid of a mentality that even though it was working well during the regular season and it did work well during the postseason, it was bound to meet a ceiling. And I think this Knicks roster is at a point where the ceiling is more important than the floor. So I do have hope for, as long as we don't gut our core with a superstar trade that we don't need, whoever does step into that role does have a great opportunity to just utilize that depth in a way that hasn't. And if you utilize the depth with a New York Knicks roster that's been the best I've seen in my lifetime, I feel like that's a lot more dangerous than where we stand right now.
That's the way to be, Jackson. You go to bed on that note. Positive thoughts. Positive energy. Bang the drum of positivity. That's all good until the players don't vibe with the coach, or the coach has some different kind of philosophies, or can't call timeouts in the game, and you have some of these. Who knows, man? Who knows? I said the Knicks do have a plan. They have a plan A, B, C, D, and E. Probably end up going with plan E, hoping that plan E is enough to get back to the Eastern Conference Finals, and it's probably not going to be. The odds are stacked against them. May the odds ever be in their favor, the odds are stacked against them. They have good players. They need a couple more good players. The league is unpredictable, and we can't predict who the next coach is going to be. 888-808-1019. We don't know. We don't know. And maybe that's the thing. They're trying to throw us off their scent. They're trying to distract us from who they really are. I don't know. Maybe that's their master plan itself. Well, we know all along who we want, but we're just going to play this game through the NBA Finals. Knicks for clicks, right? Yeah, we'll keep our name in the headlines through the NBA Finals because you guys aren't watching the Finals. The ratings have dipped lower. We'll see how the ratings come out for Game 3. And the Pacers, right? You got to distract the world from realizing that the Pacers are a team of destiny. That since January, the Pacers might be the best team in the NBA. That the Pacers took a step forward after being swept in the Eastern Conference Finals last year. And we fired our coach for losing to the Pacers as if they were some scrubs that were beneath us. When in actuality, like, they're really good. And on any given night, like, they can get at you. I was just looking at a stat where, like, and again, we thought it was a foregone conclusion. Oh, the Thunder are going to wrap this thing up. If they don't sweep them five games, yeah, okay. That's why we watch. That's why we talk. That's why we bet. That's why we don't know. That's why we buy tickets, and the tickets are so expensive because you could go witness something that, like, just ridiculous. Benedict Mathurin going off for 27 points off the bench. There were games against the Knicks he did nothing. You don't know what's going to happen. The Pacers, I think, I don't know. I can't say that they're going to win the series. I just think it's going to be great. It's just going to add to all of this. Because I said that. I was coming on a Thursday. Oh, Thursday of last week. And I went to the game. And I had fed into the narrative. I'm like, yeah, well, you know, I went to the Hard Rock at Yankee Stadium. I watched a little bit of the game, and the Thunder were in control, and the Pacers can't rock with them, and I don't know how many. And then as I'm sitting here, it's 2 minutes left, and I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, let me not go too far down the rabbit hole of, like, just everybody saying the Thunder are going to be the champ. Bang. They come back and beat them. Here's the stat. The Thunder offense in the final 5 minutes and 25 seconds tonight. They shot 1 of 6 2-pointers. They were 0-for-4 from deep 3-pointers. They were 5 of 8 free throws with a turnover. The Pacers blocked 5 shots. Late in the game, if you're tired or you're not dialed in and you're not on your A game, the Pacers are. That's their biggest strength. That has been consistent. They will get you at the end. And when you look at the box score, right, the Pacers had a little bit of a better field goal percentage, but, you know, the Thunder hit more threes. I don't know. I just think it's. I mean, SGA tonight. SGA started off the series having the most points anyone's ever had in two games of a finals. He had, I think, 72 points. He had 24 tonight. He was 9 of 20. The Pacers are on to something. Rick Carlisle's a good coach, and they got a scrappy bunch. And maybe that, too. They're a little older than these guys. So maybe they're big dogs. Maybe they're out there just kind of bullying them a little bit and letting them know, hey, we're veterans. We've been in this league a while. You guys from OKC, you're going to have some time to get back here. But, like, we fought to get here, and we're not going to just lay down. 888-808-1019. Jeff is down in Louisiana on the Fan in New York.
Hey there, Keith. It's good to talk to you. I've been thinking about the NBA, and I've been thinking about the playoffs. I've been thinking about, you know, the Knicks played the Pistons. That's a physical team. Then they played the Celtics before Tatum went out. You're talking about a team that just passes so precisely, you know, from diagonally across the baseline and everything, and it's hard to keep up with. Then they play Indiana, this kind of a deep racehorse team that can just exhaust you. And I've come to the conclusion that the NBA now requires a large squad with versatility. You need a deep bench. You need to trust it. And you need a mixture of veterans and youth. And the Knicks were just the Knicks, not just Thibodeau, but with Leon Rose. I mean, they've contracted their team over the last few years. You know, giving up two players for one, for example, or five draft picks for one player. So I think they need to try to have a more expansive team, more versatile team.
Thanks for the call, Jeff. Yeah, they kind of painted themselves into a corner with roster construction. That's why during this whole season, I'm like, they're not winning anything. Not with this group. They don't have enough. Not with a team they didn't draft. And then, you know, the free agency trades, they put this group together. And like, they're going to contend, they're going to compete, but they're not going to be able to. Eventually, I ended up being right, but they surprised us beating the Celtics. I don't know, man. They need to add some pieces to this bench and be a deeper team, and then they need to find a coach that can get the most out of this team offensively and have a deeper set of rotations. I don't know who that's going to be. They need to know who that's going to be, though. Martin is in Rockland on the Fan next. What's up, Martin?
Hey, what's up? How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm good.
So I just wanted to call you. You were talking about the firing Tibbs. And I do understand that the way it's looking now, the Knicks don't have a plan. And I don't know if that's the case or they do have a plan and they're not telling it to us yet. I don't know. And it's quite worrisome because it looks like it's scary. It looks like it's going to go back to what was seen for the past 25 years and no one wants that. But on the other hand, Tibbs has grew to the max of his potential. One of the reasons why they fired Tibbs. Yeah, you're talking about that they fired him because he lost to the Pacers, and look what the Pacers are doing to the Thunder. Look at the Thunder. One of the reasons they fired Tibbs, a lot of people, and no one knows it for sure, but a lot of people are thinking, if they wanted to get any veteran bench piece, and they wanted him to take a small pay cut maybe, with Tibbs, there's no way they would get such a piece because he's not going to be paying. So what's the point? That's one of the. He doesn't play his bench. He didn't trust his bench. He had no bench. He could have made better. He could have worked with his bench a little bit better. Maybe not campaign, but there was other pieces in his bench that he could have used throughout the season, and he would have trusted them. He did not use them. He did not trust them, and it can't come game three of the. First of all, game one of the Pacers series is not the same as game one versus the Pacers versus the Thunder. We lost it in 2 minutes. They lost it in a whole quarter. That's one thing. Another thing is game three, he was forced to do something that he's not comfortable doing. And instead of going back to game four, he went back to his original game plan in game four. So there's no rules that he's willing to change in any way. So as much as it sucks to think that the Knicks don't have a plan and they acted rationally and they acted rationally, they jumped onto a decision, he wasn't the guy that's taking us any further either.
Thanks for the call. Well, we've done that 100 times. I hear you. I still think he was handcuffed by 7.5 players. And two things can be true at once. That it was time to move on from Tom Thibodeau, but they weren't prepared to move on from him. And now they're going through the process of trying to find his successor. Last call goes to Jeff down in Florida. What's up, Jeff? You're on the Fan in New York.
Hey, Keith. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
So, actually, my 2 points with the Knicks and Mets relate to each other in a pretty direct way. Today's, basically, if you go back to June 11th of last year, the Mets lost to the Marlins to drop, I believe it was to about 9 games under. They're 105-60 since then. Best record, I think, by quite a lot. The point that's related to the Knicks is that the first 2 months or so of last year, everybody was saying, what the hell was Steve Cohen doing firing Buck Showalter? You know, he's a proven winner, but he's Tom Thibodeau is Buck Showalter. They're very good coaches. They're very good to get you over the hump. Wouldn't be a bad job. I mean, Nets have a good coach, I think, that could get him in the right direction. But the point is, Thibodeau is a great coach to get you turned around like he did with the Knicks, like he did with the Timberwolves and Bulls. He's not the guy to get you over the hump. And I'm not, you know, who knows what they're going to do. But would it make sense for them to fire him with 2 games left, like the Nuggets do with Malone? Or would it make sense for them to fire him in January? No. So, yeah, they may not know who they want, but they knew going into this that he's not the answer. When they blew game one against the Pacers and they didn't defeat a team that they had home court against after beating the Celtics, that kind of solidified it. So I think it's that simple. Hopefully they'll find their Mendoza to get them, you know, basically, you know, to change the narrative.
Yeah, that's a great comparison, and you spoke to it very well, Jeff. Thank you for that. And I kind of alluded to it, too, when I mentioned Buck Showalter. And people have mentioned Buck Showalter back with the Yankees and the Yankees moving on. That's the next part of this, but we got to wait for that. We don't know that. I always hear Big Mac say, I do a show every day. We react every day. I can't react to what's going to happen in July, August, or next basketball season in February. I don't know. As of today, when you hear that they're checking on Quinn Snyder and Billy Donovan, it doesn't make you feel so confident about what's to come. I'm just like, nah, yo. You can't tell me that you moved on from stability to this. But ultimately, where they were was like, it wasn't the stability. It had ran its course. Understood. Tibbs had ran his course, and you need a new voice. Good luck finding one, and hopefully it's the right one. I'm out of here. I'll be back to do the same thing tomorrow night. Coming your way next is Chris McMonagle. Keith McPherson out.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going on.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.